So in your own words, what makes you the best pick to be Berkshire DA?
Well, I would say it's my experience. It's my dedication to public service. I've been doing this work for nearly 30 years. I bring to the table experience that I would continue to put to use for the residents of Berkshire County. My approach, as I've said on other occasions, is to look at each case individual within some parameters, but that the concept of compassion and consequence are not mutually independent concepts, that you can show compassion where it's appropriate, but you need to have consequence where it's needed. I think it's important to approach each case with that principle in mind.
And right now, as you survey Berkshire County, what are the most pressing issues that a DA has to respond to?
Well, I think the urgent, the obvious answer to that question, because it is so prevalent, not just here, but across the state and indeed across the nation, is the opiate issue, the heroin abuse, and not just simply the sale or the use of the drug, but also the peripheral consequences of that, and what people are doing in order to feed their addiction, and that has a ripple effect throughout the community. So I think that is an issue that's, again, not just here in Berkshire County, but it does affect many, many other areas as well.
Do you have any intentions to sort of innovate or bring new ideas into the role of DA?
Well, I think what we need to do is, as I said, my approach will be one that will be responsive when we're in court and to continue to be proactive when we're outside of court. And by that, I mean we have a tremendous community outreach and education program. They are in our schools, it seems, virtually every day. And I think that education can work to change perspectives. And, in fact, I just came from a class of students where that was acutely demonstrated on the issue of addiction. So I think it's important to continue that work, to expand that work where it's appropriate. And, as I said, it's important for us to remain vigilant in the courtroom as well, so that we can deal effectively with those that would prey upon the vulnerable members of society, whether they be addicts themselves or vulnerable members of our community, the elderly, those with disabilities. We need to continue to be a strong voice for them in court, and that would be our responsive approach. And as I say, it's an equal partner with a proactive approach as well.
What are your plans to campaign in the county?
Well, today we'll be kicking off formally that campaign. I will tell you that I've already, since I've been in office for the short time, reached out to various community members and community leaders in order to talk to those who have finger on the pulse of the community. And that will be something that continues throughout my tenure. But I will be going to all parts of the county. We have several or three fundraising events for the end of the month, and my plan is to work throughout the summer, balancing my work commitments, but also the need to see voters, and to hear voters, and to ask for their vote so that we can continue the work here.
So far, you only have one main competitor in Andrea Harrington, and a narrative that she's running on is this idea that you come from this sort of older school of thought on what a DA can be, and she's coming from this sort of fresher, newer perspective. Do you think that it's all or nothing in that regard?
Well, not at all. I think it's my experience here has shown me that, in fact, a two-tiered approach, being responsive as well as proactive, is important, and it is what we do here and how I practice. So, I've heard that same claim, and, you know, another word for older group or older thought is experienced, and the judgments that I'll make and the decisions I make will be informed by my experiences. So I think that's can only be an asset, and an asset for the community that help continue to put the work. So no, I would not agree with that proposition in any way.